ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमम् देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासम् ततो जयो मुदीरयेत् नष्टप्राये स्वभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भागवत्युत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिके ॐ अज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरुवे नमः मुखं करोति वाचालम् पङ्गुं लङ्घयते गिरिम् यत्कृपातमहं वन्दे श्रीगुरून् दीनतारिणाम् वंशकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवास आदि गौर भक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे श्लोक 33 तस्मद्देहम् इमं लब्धा ज्ञानविज्ञानसम्भवम् गुणसङ्गं विनिर्धय मां भजन्तु विचक्षणः तस्मद्देहम् इमं लब्ध्वा ज्ञानविज्ञानसम्भवम् गुणसङ्गं विनिर्धया मां भजन्तु विचक्षणः तस्मद्देहम् इमं लब्ध्वा ज्ञानविज्ञानसम्भवम् गुणसङ्गं विनिर्धया मां भजन्तु विचक्षणः
Somebody.
Vaishnavis. Tasmat, therefore, deham, body, imam, this, labdva, having obtained, jnana, of theoretical knowledge, vijnana, and realized knowledge, sambhavam, the place of generation, gunasangam, association with the modes of nature, vinirdhuya, washing out completely, mam, me, bhajantu, they should worship, vichakshanaha, persons who are very intelligent. Srila Prabhupada's translation. Therefore, having achieved this human form of life, which allows one to develop full knowledge, those who are intelligent should free themselves from all contamination of the modes of nature and engage exclusively in loving service to me. So the word therefore means that this is the conclusion, this is the Siddhanta. I've spoken so many things, and now, therefore, you have to come to this realization that having achieved this human form of life, you now have to free yourself from the contamination of the material modes of nature. How? By exclusive loving service to Krishna. Very important shloka. There's no purport by Srila Prabhupada, so we'll go on to the next shloka. Shloka number 34.
Nisangomam bhajet vidvan apramatto jitendriya Rajastamascha bijayet sattva samsevaya muni.
Translation. A wise sage, free from all material association and unbewildered, should subdue his senses and worship me. He should conquer the modes of passion and ignorance by engaging himself only with things in the mode of goodness. So in this shloka, the instruction is to engage only in sattva-guna activities. Forget the raja-guna and tamaguna activities completely. Just fix ourselves in the sattva-guna activities. Again, there's no purport here by Srila Prabhupada, so we'll go on to the next shloka.
Sattvam cha bijayet yukto nairapekshena santati sambhadyate gunair mukto jivo jivam vihayamam.
Translation. Then means after all these other things, after you've done all those other things, then being fixed in devotional service, the sage should also conquer the material mode of goodness by indifference toward the modes. Thus, purified within his mind, the spirit soul, freed from the modes of nature, gives up the very cause of his conditional life and attains me. So then, after only being fixed in sattva-guna, then we go to the Shuddha Sattva platform, and even the Sattva Guna, we're going to transcend. And when we do that, then you become the wise sage who becomes free from conditional life and goes back home, back to Godhead. Is that what we want? Are you sure? Okay. Be convinced. Here, Srila Prabhupada gives a little purport. The word nirapekshena refers to complete detachment from the modes of material nature. By attachment to the loving service of the Lord, which is completely transcendental, one gives up one's interest in the modes of nature. So these are very instructive shlokas. They're giving us the step-by-step, 1, 2, 3, step-by-step process to become disentangled from the material nature via the modes of nature, and becoming thus freed from them, we attain the transcendental situation, and we are now eligible or qualified to return back home, back to Godhead, to enter into Krishna's Nitya Lila. So here, as we're doing devotional service, we're practicing to enter into Krishna's Nitya Lila. This is practice. We're practicing how to behave in the Nitya Lila, so that when the time comes to go back home, you will know what to do, what is the mood, what is the nature, how to perform devotional service in the Nitya Lila in Goloka Vrindavan. So this is practice. Practice is called sadhana bhakti. That's what we're doing. We're practicing. Just like parents have a young boy and he shows an inclination to play the drum, so they bring him to a teacher and he practices. At first it's just noise, boom, 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 boom. But by that practice, over the years, he becomes an expert player. So similarly with us, by our practice of bhakti yoga, following the principles enunciated by the acharyas, we then become expert in devotional service. And then we are now qualified to be transferred back to the spiritual world. Without becoming fully cognizant and fully aware of how to perform devotional service, in what mood to perform devotional service, then we will not be able to fit in the spiritual world. Just like, for example, if you have a famous sitar player come, and then the young boy who's practicing tries to play tabla for him, he cannot do it. You have to have the expert tabla player to play with the expert veena or sitar player. So in the spiritual world, everyone is the expert devotee. And we have to come up to that standard so that we can fit in. Because if we don't fit in, then we won't get the invitation to come. They'll say, he did good in this life, but he needs more practice. He didn't quite come up to this standard. Therefore, punarjanma. Now this punarjanma is a very dangerous thing. Because we may, in the next birth, become again attracted by the material phantasmagoria, as Srila Prabhupada used that word. Especially now, we see there are so many digital devices. What to speak of, if you take punarjanma, the next birth, there'll be so much phantasmagoria. Even now, people can't go away from their smartphones. Day and night, they're locked into it. What to speak of 50 years from now, the technology will be so much more advanced. Therefore, now, adhato brahma jigyasa, now is the time to really get serious about spiritual life. Because now, right now, is the best opportunity that you've ever had in millions of births to become free from the material modes of nature and to go back home, back to Godhead. This is the best chance you've ever had. All the other chances you had in the millions of births previously, you didn't go back to Godhead. That's why you're here today. You came back again for further instruction, further education. So now in this life, we have to complete the course. We have to be successful in becoming freed from the modes of material nature. And it's not as difficult as you may think, because simply we take shelter of the Mahamantra. That's all. By taking shelter of Mahamantra, we're taking shelter of Krishna. And by chanting his holy names, this is transcendental devotional service. And by being fixed in this transcendental devotional service of glorifying the Lord through his holy names, then we become freed from material conditioning. We become purified completely so that we are eligible to receive an invitation to return back home, back to Godhead. So here is the secret of success. The secret of success is in the bag. So I remember in 1975 in Los Angeles, Prabhupada came three times to Los Angeles, and four, and another time to San Francisco, where I went up to see him again. So four times we had Prabhupada's association and darshan. And I remember one class in Los Angeles. He was speaking on the Bhagavatam, and then he paused, and he looked at everybody. He just looked deeply at everybody. And we were all feeling, he's looking right into my heart. He sees everything. And then Prabhupada said, "You've all had millions of births. And in all those births, you have seen everything. You have done everything. You have tasted everything. There is nothing new under the sun. Therefore, why don't you give this one life to Krishna?" So I was thinking, yeah, it's true. Millions of births. Why not just really give this one life to Krishna? And then Prabhupada said, "Saul, finish up your business in the material world." And he went like this, which I took to mean cleaning your hands, washing your hands of the material contamination, the material attraction. Finish up your business in the material world and go back home, back to Godhead in this life. So because I was sitting there and I had that, I heard that instruction directly, I took it as he's instructing me, I really have to get serious, dedicate myself and return back home, back to Godhead in this life, because this is what Prabhupada wants. Back to home, back to Godhead in this life. Finish up your material business in this life and go back home, back to Godhead. That's the desire of the spiritual master. That's the instruction of the spiritual master. How can we not take that seriously? What's the point of coming and taking initiation, accepting diksha, changing our whole life and our name and our habits and our food and everything we do, and not do it seriously 100%? To do it 10% to me is not logical. To do 50% still is not, doesn't make sense. Because if you only do it 50%, you don't attain perfection, and again, punarjanma. But if we dedicate ourselves 100%, then we're guaranteed to go back home. Now, why do I say you're guaranteed to go back home? Because in that very same class that Prabhupada said like this, finish your business and go back home, back to Godhead in this very life, he said, "Saul, if you follow all the instructions I have given you," and he listed all the instructions, the japa, only taking only prasadam, attending the kirtans, the the RTs, going out and preaching, distributing books. So if you do follow all my instructions, I guarantee you'll go back home, back to Godhead in this life. So Prabhupada gave that guarantee. That's why I'm saying the same thing. I'm repeating what Prabhupada gave guarantee that if we're 100% dedicated, we go back home, back to Godhead in this life. So I'm repeating what Prabhupada said for your benefit. I already got the benefit hearing directly from Prabhupada. Now I'm sharing with you for your benefit. So in the Brahmachari Ashram, after that class, we were all discussing this point. And devotees were saying, wow, Prabhupada gave a guarantee. But what if I'm not 100% pure? What if I still have material desires? What happens? Punarjanma. So we were discussing this point, how we really have to become serious and dedicated so that at the end of our life, we don't have material desires. And the secret of success is chanting with no offenses. There's 10 offenses. 10 nam aparad. And out of those 10 nam aparad, 2 are the most egregious. 2 of those offenses are the ones we commit almost daily. These are the ones we have to work on, because if you work on these 2, the others are a piece of cake, really. So the first one is the first nam aparad, to find fault, to blaspheme, sadhu ninda, to criticize the devotees who have dedicated their lives to propagating the holy name of the Lord. Why I should find someone else's fault? Shouldn't I find my own faults? Let me find my own faults, because I can correct my own faults. If I find his fault, I can't correct him. I can't help him. I'm only going to discourage him by finding his fault, by criticizing him. He's not going to be enthused. I should find my own fault. But that's not the only reason that I should not criticize any Vaishnava. Because according to the decree of Shastra, if I find the fault of someone else and I criticize that person for his fault, then the karma that he would have gotten for that fault now comes to me. I take his karma because it was engaged in sadhu ninda. You understand this point? By trying to make someone else look bad, you worsen your own situation. So if someone comes and finds fault with me, criticizes me, says something negative to me, how do I respond? Thank you. He's taking my karma. I should say thank you. And then I say, any other faults you noticed? Let him take more of my karma. So in sadhu ninda, instead of harming the other person, we're clearing his path back home, back to Godhead, because we're taking his karma. So we should never, ever criticize a Vaishnava, especially if it's not our duty. Now, let's say your guru. Then your guru, the duty of the guru is to point out the defects in the sadhaka to bring him up to a higher level. But how does the guru do that? With love. My dear Brahmachari, I know you can do better. I know that you're not working up to your utmost, topmost capacity. Please be more cautious and careful and dedicate yourself more. I know you can do better. So we encourage someone to do better. Not that we find the fault, we just point out that you can do this much better. You can be cleaner. You can cook better. You can chant japa better. You can clean the temple room floor better. I know it because I have complete faith in you. So instead of finding the fault, we glorify that person because das, 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 anudas. Everybody's anudas, the servant of the servant of the servant. The guru, he sees all his disciples as prabhu. He's also seeing himself as das, das, anudas. Many times Prabhupada would apologize. Please don't mind that I'm correcting you. He would ask forgiveness. But I'm your guru, so it's my duty to do like that. Please don't mind. Of course, if the devotee continually did the same mistake over and over and over again, then the guru got heavy. Because that disciple deserves shasti. He deserves the stick now, because even when he's instructed by love, he doesn't get it. He doesn't improve, so then we have to use the stick. But that's the last resort. So that's the thing we have to learn, to see the good in everyone. Every person has good qualities and bad qualities. Why I should look at the bad qualities? Let me look at their good qualities and glorify them good qualities. That is Vaishnava. Vaishnava sees the good in others and glorifies that. That is Vaishnava. Finding the bad qualities and criticizing, that is not Vaishnava. That is politician. That's material person. Politicians are always saying, my competitor, he has this bad quality, all bad qualities, therefore vote for me. But Vaishnavas, we see the good in everyone. And we fan that spark. Whatever spark of hope we see in anyone's heart, we fan that so that the blazing fire of devotion will spring up in their heart. So that's the first namaparad that we have to take care of. No more sadhu ninda. And then the tenth aparad is the most dangerous, even more dangerous than the first. The tenth aparad, to be inattentive while chanting and to maintain material attachments even after hearing so many instructions on the matter. So, for example, I'm chanting my japa, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Yama Yama, Mamane Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Yama Yama, Mamane Hare, chanting, chanting, chanting. All of a sudden I come to the Krishna bead, the end of the round. And I can't quite remember how I got there. Anybody have had that experience? That is called inattentive chanting. Why can't you remember? What's the definition of remember? Remember means you hear something, it goes inside, and then you can bring it out again. If you don't remember, it means it never went inside to begin with. So we can be chanting, but there's no shravanam. Zero shravanam. But chanting means shravanam kirtanam. But if I don't remember, if I'm thinking other things, I'm inattentive, and therefore I don't hear the holy name. Therefore I'm now committing nam aparad. Can I make spiritual advancement by doing nam aparad every day? Yes or no? No. It's logical. It's like you jump in the river and you tread water. You're staying in the same place. You're not drowning, but you're not swimming. You're not going forward. You're just staying in the same place. So what's the point to stay in the same place your whole life? And then punarjanma, again, stay in the same place. You never make advancement. So we have to become attentive. We have to hear the holy name. So why am I inattentive? What am I thinking of? Am I thinking Krishna Leela? Or am I thinking my Leela? So when I analyzed my situation, I realized all my thoughts were my lila. I'm thinking my lila. I'm not thinking Krishna lila. I'm chanting Krishna name and thinking my lila. And then I get to the end of the round. I can't remember how I got there. So what do I do? Do I count it as a round chanted? Or do I start over again and listen carefully? How many people count it as a round chanted? So if we chant 16 rounds that we never hear, is that the process given by Guru? That's namaparad, so we have to be careful. So, in the sixth chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Krishna reminds Arjuna about this, about the yoga practice. And the yoga practice, he means to say that it entails controlling the mind and the senses. If we don't control the mind nor control the senses, that's not a yoga practice. So then Arjuna says, well, Krishna, I mean, it's okay for you to say to control your mind, but for me to control my mind? For me, it's easier to control the wind than it is to control the mind. That's what Arjuna said. How many people agree with Arjuna? But Krishna didn't agree. Krishna says, no doubt, controlling the mind is not easy. But it can be done. And in the next shloka, chapter 6, verse shloka number 35, Krishna says how it can be done. Abhyas, by practice, suitable practice, and by detachment. That's how we control the mind so that we can hear the Maha Mantra. So in the purport, Prabhupada speaks very clearly about the suitable practice and about detachment. How many people have read that purport? Chapter 6, verse 35, Bhagavad Gita purport. How many people remember? What is the suitable practice? Do you remember? So if I read the purport but I don't remember what it says, what's the point? I'm at the same level as someone who didn't read the purport. The suitable practice is shravanam. In that whole purport, Prabhupada never mentions once kirtanam. He only talks about shravanam as the suitable practice. Because if the shravanam is good, the kirtanam will be good. If the shravanam is bad, will the kirtanam be good? No. Because you'll be doing inattentive chanting. You won't hear. So the prerequisite for good kirtanam is shravanam. That is the suitable practice. Learning how to listen, how to hear, to allow the sound vibration to enter into the ear and therefore into the heart. So the purification takes place. And then we can remember because it went into our consciousness. So we can bring it out. That's the suitable practice. And then detachment. Detachment means detachment from material sense objects. Detachment from the three modes of material nature. What is the suitable practice for that? Who remembers from that purport? The suitable practice for that is engaging all our senses in spiritual sense objects, not material sense objects. So the spiritual sense objects are for the eyes, are the deities, are the shastra, the shlokas, reading the books, seeing the Vaishnavas, serving them. That's the spiritual sense object for the eyes. What's the spiritual sense object for the ears? Hearing Harikatha, hearing Japa, hearing Kirtan. What's the sense object, the spiritual sense object for the tongue? Speaking Harikata and tasting prasad. So all the senses have to be engaged. So instead of engaging them in material sense objects, instead of going to the Bollywood cinema, we go to the ISKCON cinema. And we see the dramas of Krishna Leela, Chaitanya Leela. We see Prabhupada giving class. So we replace all the material sense objects for the senses with spiritual sense objects for the senses. In this way, the mind and the senses come under control. Then, every time we chant the Maha Mantra, we hear the mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Now we are blessed to chant this Maha Mantra. Not everyone is given this opportunity. It's a special compensation, a special dispensation by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu coming through the Guru Parampara system and given to us by Srila Prabhupada and the present-day acharyas. But if we do it wrong, if we don't do it properly, we don't get the result. If we do it correctly, we get the result. If we do it incorrectly, do we get the result? No. It's logical. It's fair. If someone is chanting purely, hearing, he's getting the result, and I'm not chanting, I'm completely hearing my thoughts in my head, not hearing the mantra, why should I expect to get the same result as someone who's doing it correctly? That means I'm a cheater. I'll do it wrong, but I want the same result as someone who's doing it right. This is my cheating mentality. Oh, I have to give up that cheating mentality. I have to come to the higher standard. I have to associate with those devotees who are at the higher standard, who are actually hearing and getting purified. Shravanam Kirtanam. Because when the Shravanam is good, the Kirtanam is good, and then the Smaranam is there. It's good. Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam. But if there's no Smaranam, then it means that the Kirtanam wasn't there because the Shravanam was so bad that we didn't hear anything. Therefore, thus, being fixed in devotional service, which means fixed in devotional service, means doing it correctly. This is what Krishna is saying in Shloka 35. Thus, being fixed in devotional service, the sage, we're considered sages. We're now fixed in devotional service. We're bhakti yogis. The sage should also conquer the material mode of goodness by indifference towards the modes. We don't care about them. We're not interested. We're only interested in the spiritual sense objects, the transcendental sense objects. Thus, we become pacified within our mind. No more stress, no more hankering, lamenting, no more anxiety. Thus, pacified within his mind, the spirit soul, being freed from the modes of nature, gives up the very cause of his conditioned life and attains me, returns back home, back to Godhead. This is the goal of our life. Let's be successful. Let's do it successfully. Last life, we weren't successful. Here we are again. Don't be here again in 100 years from now, hearing the same topic, the same shloka. Finish up your business in the material world in this life and go back home, back to Godhead. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki. Any questions or comments? Yes, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Thank you very much for a wonderful class. I would like to know what exactly Prabhupada has spoken on this topic. Is that we understand that the goal of life is absolutely going back home, back to Godhead. There is no in between. This material world is only meant to do it, only one thing, to get a kick from this material world and get a kick in such a way that we get completely attached to Krishna. But we have gone through millions and millions of births, and that conditioning has been completely deep-rooted. And millions of births of conditioning and one birth of purification, it's a very big, so to say, challenge which we have to take it. I understand that holy name, association of devotees, hearing Krishna Katha is the only object and the only shelter we have. But because sometimes it so happens the root, if the conditioning is so deeply rooted, it might be difficult, even if it show a thorough sincerity, then also it might be difficult to completely become pure in this lifetime itself, even if we wanted to show thorough sincerity and keeping a very one focus of Krishna consciousness. So supposing...
Everything you have said is correct. Now do you want to know how to do it in one life?
Yeah.
Here is the shloka. It's in Bhagavad Gita. Sarvadharman parityaja mam ekang sharanam vraja ahang tvang sarva papebhyo mukshishyami masichaha. Make Krishna number one. Mam, me, ekam, one. Sharanam, surrender and make Krishna number one. And he takes away ahang tvam, I take your sarva papebhyo. Krishna takes away all your past karmas from millions and millions of births. You don't do that. He does that. You surrender to him. He takes it away. When he sees that you're surrendering to him, he takes it away. Now, which Krishna says this to Arjuna? Krishna is speaking this in Bhagavad Gita to Arjuna. Which particular form, which roop of Krishna is saying that he will take away all your sinful activities? Who knows the answer? Well, the answer is clear. Every form of Krishna will take away your sinful activities. So whoever is your Ishtadev, you just surrender to your Ishtadev. Every step you take. Mam ekam sharanam vraja. Vraja means, vrajana in Sanskrit means touring on Tirtha Parikrama. So vraja means wherever you go. Mam ekam sharanam vraja. You surrender and make me number one wherever you go. So when I was thinking and meditating deeply on this shloka, Krishna gave me and realization that even if I go from one room to another room, I'm going somewhere. And then it dawned on me, Krishna's saying, make me number one every step you take, every breath you take. And then ahang tvang sarva papebhyo, I will take away all your sinful activities. So which form of Krishna do you think that I surrender to? Which form of Krishna do I believe spoke this shloka? And I'll tell you. To me, Mahamantra Krishna spoke this shloka. Sarvadharman parityaja mam ekam sharanam vraja. Just surrender unto the Mahamantra. Ahang tvang sarva papebhyo. I will take away all your sinful activities. Moksha Ishyami, I will bring you back home, back to Godhead. Ma Suchaha, don't fear, don't worry, don't have any doubts. And when Krishna says, don't have any doubts, what does he really mean? He means, trust me. Trust me. So our whole problem is we don't trust Krishna. That's our problem. If we trust Krishna, we'll follow that instruction. Surrender unto him. And he'll take away all our sinful activities. Okay? Thank you very much.
Can I continue one more question?
One more question. Well, he had another question. Then we'll come back to you. Who was it? Okay, him. Yeah, okay.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. This, it's mentioned in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Srila Prabhupada's books, that Jivera Swarupaya Nityara Krishna Das. Yeah. The Jiva is eternally, he is the constitutional position. His constitutional position is to be the servant of Krishna. So when we first come to Krishna consciousness, we suddenly feel a lot of link to Krishna, Prabhupada, everything. But as time passes by, then suddenly, it's my experience, I don't know about others, but attraction towards the opposite gender, like that, that is also very natural in the conditioned body. So now that has gone, that initial days, that attraction to Krishna and attraction for the holy name. And but if it is so much our constitutional position to be the servant of Krishna and we are around, so it should manifest, no? Like you know, I hope you understand what...
So why it doesn't manifest, is that your question?
Yeah, why I feel attraction to the opposite gender, which is so natural, when actually I should, the soul should be feeling completely connected to Krishna. Yeah.
You're initiated, Prabhu?
Yeah, I am.
Yeah. Okay, so everybody understand his question? So in the beginning, he says, we feel very enthused, we're ecstatic and blissful, but after some time, it wears off. Okay, so he wants to know why and how we can solve this problem. So here's the answer. Listen carefully. When we come here in the beginning, the first time we come to the temple, you know, first few times, and we meet all the devotees, and we're thinking, these are all pure devotees. They're so pure. How many people, when you first came to the temple, thought that all the devotees were so pure? So we're thinking they're so pure. And how do we want to behave? We want to associate with them. We realize, this is what I want in my life, to associate with these purified people, not with the conditioned souls. So I have faith in the process, bhajana kriya, I take up the process and I begin to serve the Vaishnavas. Joyfully, happily serving them. But then after maybe a year or a certain point, you know, and I make really rapid advancement. And then after a year or so, after a certain point, my advancement tapers off and I'm not making so much advancement anymore. And the cause of that is when I take first initiation. Because now I'm thinking that I'm special. And the new people who come, I'm more advanced than them. Now I'm also thinking that amongst the devotees that previously I thought they were all pure, now I see their faults. And so I see their faults, and I may speak it, or I may think about it, meditate about it. And that's what checks our advancement. Because now I don't see everyone as pure devotee anymore, and I start seeing everyone's faults. And then what checks our advancement even more is when I take second initiation and I become Brahmin. And now I'm thinking, I'm Brahmin, they should be serving me. Why they're not serving me? I'm a Brahmana. Why they're not offering me honor and respect? And that checks our advancement even more. When we go back to that original mentality that everyone's a pure devotee and I just want to serve them because I only see their good qualities, then again I'll start making rapid advancement. So we already touched on this in the class, that when I'm seeing other people's faults, then I start taking on their karma. That stops me from making advancement. You understand? You have to go back to that original consciousness where you see only the good in everybody. They're all pure devotees. You go home, you tell your family members, I just went to the ISKCON temple. Everyone there, they're so pure. You don't see any faults. And now I'm seeing faults. When you first come, you just want to serve everybody. But now I'm Brahmin. Why they're not serving me? I'm Brahmin. You understand the point? So we have to come back to that Shat Oshoro consciousness, Bebohar, which is in Chaitanya Charitamrita in Bengali. The simple, honest mood of seeing everyone in a positive mood, seeing only the good. Then again, we'll start making rapid advancement. Okay? Hare Krishna. Any other point? Okay, thank you very much. So we've all done Ekadasi. I haven't broken Ekadasi yet, so I hope that we're still in the time to break Ekadasi. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki! Jai! Haribol.